Yeah. Game show time.
All right. The game this week is Things the Rock Owns, in honor of Dwayne the Rock Johnson, legendary wrestler, tremendous action movie star, man of many other talents. He is now an owner of the XFL, along with his ex-wife. So, does he own other things? The answer is clearly yes.
All right,
but
let's go.
How many of these things does he have? Or we'll expand this to, has he produced? Okay? So the first one, a New York Times bestseller. Does he own or has he produced a New York Times bestseller?
Well, I can't think of one recently, but I know that, like, back in the day, like, WWF would just throw out books all the time, and they would always hit the New York Times bestseller list. I don't know if he actually wrote it, but I'm going to say there was a Rock book that came out at some time, and he's a bestseller.
You are correct. In 2000, he published an autobiography titled The Rock Says, which he co-wrote with Joe Layden. So congrats, Joe Layden, for writing that book.
Anything. The Rock didn't write anything. Joe wrote the whole thing.
Yeah, that's why they hire co-authors, is they sit down with the person that is writing the book, and then they interview them for 3 hours, and then they go write a book off of it. Anyway, it debuted at number one on the New York Times bestseller list and remained on the list for several weeks, so you didn't misremember that. Good job, Mike. Does The Rock own an app? Yes or no?
An app?
Yes. Has he, or produced an app? Does he have an app, basically, is what I'm saying.
What could he possibly have one for, right?
I don't know. You tell me.
I'm going to say no, he doesn't have an app.
Oh, sorry. In March of 2016, Dwayne The Rock Johnson partnered with the American fitness apparel manufacturer Under Armour to release Project Rock.
All right.
The first item in his partnership with Under Armour was a gym bag, and it sold out in a couple of days. But he also released an alarm clock app as part of Project Rock that received more than 1 million downloads first week.
Now, is he sharing the data with the Chinese government too, or is that just TikTok?
I believe he is. I believe that's how that's working. And he's bored in the house. Next up, a scuba dive equipment company. Yes or no? Does The Rock own a scuba dive equipment company?
He doesn't strike me as a big scuba guy. I'm going to say no, he doesn't own that.
You don't believe The Rock wants to go for the scuba?
I don't know.
You're correct. He does not own a scuba dive equipment company. Next up, does he own a car worth over $1 million? He owns a lot of very nice cars, but does he own any that are valued at over $1 million?
Well, he's got the money, obviously, so that's not an issue, but is he a car guy? Well, he was in Fast and Furious, so maybe he has an affinity for cars because he was around other car people. I'm going to say yes, he does.
You are correct. You want to take a stab at what brand of car he owns? I know you know some of the high-end auto makers.
Does he have a Bugatti?
It is not a Bugatti. He may, but the one I found is not a Bugatti that I know for sure he owns. It is a Pagani Huayra. Yeah, those are nice. Valued at over $1.4 million. I love Paganis. Just on a side note, go look up Pagani sometime. If you're not a car person, just look up the story of the guy who built Pagani. Because he went to Ferrari and kind of learned some of their stuff and then was like, I'm going to do it on my own. And then just built this car company. It's great. Does The Rock own a sports agency? Yes or no?
I think I remember hearing something about this. I'm going to say yes.
No.
No.
No, he does not.
No.
Vince McMahon says no.
I will say this. This is a tough game because I don't know for sure that he doesn't own one, but I could not find anything that said he did. So if I'm wrong, I will take that back.
I got him! No. No.
No.
No.
That was old Vince. That was early subdued Vince. All right. Next up. A farm. Does The Rock own a farm? Yes or no?
He doesn't strike me as the type of guy who owns a farm. So I'm going to say no. He doesn't own one.
Ooh, sorry. Yes, he does. The Rock owns a massive farm in Virginia, where among other animals, I find this fascinating. He raises bass in various ponds. This is from an Instagram post a few years ago. No, like the fish, like bass fishing. He said, as an animal lover, both land and water, I have been raising my bass for years now on our farm. I feed them like kings with live bait and train them to be extra aggressive killers.
Wow.
I have specialists come in to inspect the water, vegetation, and ecosystem to make sure they're living like the top of the food chain predators they are. Big Daddy comes home to recharge his batteries and spend time with them. Not even one of these ungrateful fat hogs will strike my top water plug. I've been working for an hour now. Cool. Just remember who's in charge of the fish food truck, you some bitches. That's a direct quote from The Rock talking about his fish
even
on Instagram.
Rock's fish are on steroids.
And this was The Rock. The picture accompanying it was him fishing in his pond because he likes to fish, apparently, too. So he feeds these bass, hoping that they will become giant trophy fish that he can catch in his pond. And then he didn't catch any, so he was sad. Next up, does The Rock own tequila? Not like a bottle of it. Does he own his own brand of tequila?
I feel like every celebrity has some sort of tequila, so I'm going to say yes.
You are correct. The Rock owns Terramana Tequila. Their Blanco version is an ultra-premium tequila from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's a result of years of refinement, resulting in a tequila that embodies passion, positivity, hard work, and fun. Somehow, it does all of those things. Next up, does The Rock own a private yacht? Yes or no?
I would assume. Man works hard. He's got to have a yacht. Yes.
I could not find anything that said he did, so I'm going to say no.
He got him.
No.
Now, if you look up yachts on, like, yacht directories, there is one called The Rock, but it says it was built and delivered for its owner in 1996, and I don't think The Rock had yacht money in 1996.
That was probably Don Morocco, The Rock.
Okay, that's fine. Two more here. Bodybuilding competition. Does The Rock own a professional bodybuilding competition?
No.
Ooh, sorry. Yes, he does.
So he just wants to own all the failed Vince McMahon businesses?
Well, alongside business partner and ex-wife Danny Garcia, it's called Athleticon. It is set to rival The Arnold and Mr. Olympia, which is from Joe Weider. The show is set to debut. I don't think it's going to happen now. October 9th through 11th, 2020 in Atlanta, Georgia. But he has had that in the plans. And finally, does The Rock own a private jet? Yes or no?
I would assume The Rock's got all this money. He's got to fly private, right? So yes.
Yes, but does he own the jet?
Yeah, he owns the jet.
You're right. He does. All right. He's trying to get you. Gulfstream G650 reportedly worth $65 million.
Let him live.
Yeah.
But you know the maintenance costs on those things.
Just no, actually, ridiculous. You know what? You know who else doesn't know the maintenance cost on those things? The Rock.
That's right.
Because you don't buy a jet if you're worried about how much it costs to do that.